Hello.
Hi, this is Tiffany calling from customer support. How can I help you?
Well, my bank statement, I saw I'm gonna withdraw $62 and some cents, and it was from Limitless Fitness. And what
Okay.
is this anyway?
I will be happy to pull up to get your zip code and see if we have an account for you.
96818.
Okay, and what's that first and last name?
Phyllis Masumoto. Masumoto.
And that first name was Phyllis.
Yes.
He said that last name was spelled Masumoto.
That's correct.
Could it be underneath another name?
Leslie, but the same last name.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Leslie Leslie Masumoto.
Okay, may you verify that shipping address for me?
3340 Alalaulani. ALA. Our second word is LAULANI.
Okay, the account name, the account and the name that it's under is Gary. But the email address is for Leslie, okay? But the system
Yes,
is loading, so just bear with me, okay?
that is correct. That's my son, Gary, but he's a special needs boy, so I'm wondering what is this Limitless Fitness?
Okay, it looks like on the 16th of November, the company, yeah, the company shipped you a tactical bag for $575. And that $67.32 charge that you're seeing, that's from that membership that if you didn't cancel within that trial period, that you agreed to be a part of
There
that
were
membership.
no, there's no membership. I mean, they sent us a thing that says, just pay for shipping. And we received that bag the other day. Well, we don't want a membership.
Okay, ma'am. What would you like to do from this point forward?
I would like to get my money back and return your bag.
The bag is a welcoming gift. It's yours to keep. You don't have to return it.
Well, we don't want a membership into that Patriot, whatever. We didn't even know what this Limitless Fitness is.
Yes, ma'am, but it was in the terms and conditions on the site. Sometimes it's in that box, and then sometimes it's at the bottom of the page in the terms and conditions section. But what I can do is offer you a 35% bag refund.
No, I need the whole thing. I'll return the bag.
We cannot accept the bag, ma'am. We are a third-party call center, so there's no way for us to, you know, get the bag back and give it to the handler. The best I can do is a 50% refund.
No, I don't want the membership.
I mean, we can also get the account canceled and a 50% refund.
Yes. Cancel the account and I want my money back.
Okay, ma'am, the account has been canceled.
Thank you. I need my $62 back.
Ma'am, I understand that you want your money back, but the best that I can do is on that $67.32 is give you a 50% refund.
That's unacceptable.
I understand, ma'am, but it's the best that I can do.
Well, let me talk to your manager.
I'm more than capable of handling the account, ma'am.
Not if you only offer me 50%. I need my money back.
Yes, ma'am. Is the bag, is it nice? Is it what you expected?
No, because the picture looks like it's one of those backpacks, and this is like for a little child.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that.
We can't use the bag. And we need our money back.
I understand, ma'am, but the best that I can do on that $67.32 is offer you a 50% refund.
That is unacceptable. I need to speak to your supervisor.
Ma'am, I'm more than capable of handling the account.
Not at offering me 50%. That's unacceptable.
It's from the best get-go, that I can do, ma'am.
From the get-go, it was fraud. So what? You don't have, when people have membership, they don't cancel their membership?
Yes, ma'am, the account has been canceled. That's not the issue. The issue now is the refund.
That's right. If somebody don't want to be a part of your thing, then they can have their refund back. Every place has a guarantee, 30 days, whatever.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm offering you a 50% refund.
No, I paid $62. I don't want any part of you. So you are not capable of giving me back 100%. I need to speak to your supervisor.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Miss Phyllis, I'm just still working on getting you transferred. Just bear with me, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.